It says in the Gemara like this, Suma be'achas me'inav, the Gemara daf beis amud aleph in Chagiga. Suma be'achas me'inav, if somebody's blind from one eye, he's not chayev beriyah. He's not chayev to go to the Beis HaMikdash to, you know, there was a mitzvah to go in every chregel, to go ahead and to see and to be seen in the Azorah. Suma be'achas me'inav is potter. The Gemara says, Shenemar, ire, yiroe. So Rashi says, because it says in the Pasuk, Shalosh pamim b'shana yirae kol zchurcha fin yadon Hashem. You appear in front of Hashem three times a year. So the Gemara is mashma to say that Rashi explains, the Pasuk writes ire if you don't put any punctuation. And you read yiroe. Ire means that Hashem sees you. Yiroe is that Hashem appears to you. So says Rashi, the same way that Hashem sees you with two eyes, Hashem appears to you for you having two eyes. Ire, iroe. So everybody asks, even though it doesn't make any sense. The Pasuk says iroe. So the Gemara says you read ire and it means iroe. That's called kriying siv. It's not a kriying siv. That's why it says shenema. So here the Pasuk without punctuation is ire, that Hashem sees you. And the Pasuk says, and it's punctuated, Yeroe kol Adon epnei Adon Hashem, Hashem appears to you. Same way the Hashem sees you with two eyes, he appears to you with two eyes, that you have to have two eyes to see him. What kind of a Yeroe Ered Rosh is this? So the Gros says, and this is the Gros that you have, says that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. The Pshat in the Gemara is Ire and Yeroe is the two names that Avraham Avinu called Har HaMoriah. It says in the Pasuk says like this, Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMokom Ha'u Hashem Ire. Avraham Avinu called Har HaMoriah Ire. Asher Yamer Hayom, and that's what it said today, Behar Hashem Yeroe. What does it mean? Today is Yeroe, and Avraham Avinu called Ire, what does that mean? So says the Gro like this. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Batachtoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in this world. But people, by doing things which are wrong, starting from Adam HaRishon, all the way until Dor HaPaloga, pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu away, up to the seventh Rekia. Avraham Avinu was the first one to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to this world. That's Hashem Ire. Ire means that there's Ashgocha, that Hashem looks upon this world to do things and to make them happen. That's Ire. Av Moshe Rabbeinu, when you wrote the Torah, Asher Yomer Hayoin, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, today, it's not Ire, it's much bigger, it's Yeroe. Because all the people, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down, that not only we perceive today Hashgocha, we can actually see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen by us. So that's what the Pasuk means, Ire, Iroe. In the beginning by Avraham Avinu, the perception was that Hashem sees what's going on here. It's called Ire. By Moshe Rabbeinu's time, that mutated and became deeper, that Behar Hashem, Yeroe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only is perceived that he sees what's going on, he's seen by us. Ire, the time of Avraham, Yeroe, the time of Moshe. And that's what the Gemara says, Ire and Yeroe, Ire, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees us, he sees us with two eyes because he's a complete being. So when he's seen by us, we have to have also two eyes. And therefore, Suma Be'achas Me'inav, somebody is blind from one eye, is Potter Min HaRe'iyah. That's how the Gro learns. Now, the questions are obvious. Number one, why this whole idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it translates that a blind person from one eye, a person has only one eye, is Potter? He takes such a lofty idea into such a mundane concept that doesn't make any sense. Number two, Ire and Yeroe, we wait all the time to the Akedah. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avraham Avinu knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach, that's the beginning of Avraham Avinu. Why specifically by the Akedah he comes to the perception that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us and eventually he's seen by us? What does that mean? Right? Why Dafka specifically by the Akedah? And the kasha and the groi is that sapella, because the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis in Sanhedrin says that this is an example. The machlo ire and yeroi is a typical of yeshem la mikra yeshem la masoires. We know that the machloik is when you have a posuk, the way how it's spelled, which is called the masoires, that's the tradition, or the way how it's read, which one drives it. So the Gemara says, here's a typical example that the Pasuk is written Ire and is read Yeroe. That's Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasoires. And that would be the Machlokes. According to the Gemara, it has nothing to do with Yeshem Lamikra Lamasoires. It's the two names of Avraham Avinu and Moshe. What does it have to do to Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasoires, which the Gemara Sanhedrin says? That's the first set of kashas. Then there's another set of kashas. Avraham Avinu, we know that he sees the mountain. Tosfos already asks in Avodah Zarah. We know that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that in every mountain in Eretz Yisrael, they worshipped idolatry. There were idols in every single mountain. So Tosfos asks, how is it possible that in Har HaMoriah, which Avraham Avinu goes to build a Mizbeach and to build a Beis HaMikdash, lechoira it was a temple of idolaters, meaning that's the place to build? Tosfos kasha. So Chassam Sofer quotes in Siman Reish Ches in the Tshuves, says there is a Dosanala. Dosanala says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw, the Medrash says, when he saw, he realized that there was no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go to that place. He looks at that place and he looks, it's a valley, it's not a mountain. And Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not right that we should be makrif to you in a place which is a valley. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mountain. That's why the Pasuk says, Ashiyomar Behar Hashem Yiroe. Today it's a mountain. So says there was another. The Goyim never made up with the Zorah in the, what you call it, in the Har HaMoriah, because Har HaMoriah didn't exist. It was made by Avraham Avinu. So the Har HaMoriah is made by Avraham Avinu. And therefore, says the Halacha, something very interesting. You know that the Rambam writes, you could expand the Beis HaMikdash as much as you want. You could expand Yerushalayim. But the Rambam writes, you can only expand the the Azora up to the end of Harabais. You cannot expand larger. Yerushalayim, you could make Tiwailat, but you cannot make the Azora beyond Harabais. And everybody asks, how do you see that? So the Mikdash Dovid says, because the Pasuk says, Asher Yomer Behar Hashem Yiroi, is only in the Har. The Kedusha is only in the Har. Asher Yomer Hayom Behar Hashem Yiroi. So there's no Kedusha beyond the mountain. So that mountain that Avraham Avinu made, it's so much so that you could expand the Beis HaMikdash all the way to the mountain. And the Raya, he quotes, the Beshe Chochman, the Or Sameach quotes a Raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that a Kotna, a child who is a very young child, he has to go to Yerushalayim. The father has to train him to go to Yerushalayim. But it has to be a Kotna that knows how to walk by himself. How far does he have to walk? Says in the Mishnah, Hillel says, from Yerushalayim, all the way to Harabais. If he's not able to walk until Harabais, he's potter. So the Mishnah, the Osamech asks in a second, Reyes point in Bazora is not on Harabais. You have to go all the way up to where? You have to go all the way up to the Azora. So why is it enough that a child can walk to the Harabais? So the Mishnah Chochma is very geschmack, because according to the Rambam, technically the Azora could extend all the way to Harabais. So that's why he has to go to Harabais. But you see, Beferush, so first of all, Kedusha is only in the Har. Why is the Har so important for the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash? By the way, there is a Radvaz that you have to know, the Radvaz. The Radvaz asks in the Tshuva, the Gemara says, right, the Harabais was the highest mountain in Yerushalayim, except for the Shluach, was the Har, one of the second highest mountain. Asks the Radvaz, did you ever go to Yerushalayim? Harabais is a big mountain, it's a teeny mountain. It's not even a mountain, meaning it's teeny. So what happened? It was the highest mountain. Says the Radvaz in the Churban HaBayis, not only did they destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they actually cut out the mountain. They made the mountain smaller. This is crazy. That's what the Radvaz writes. Why did they make Harabais smaller? Because I just told you, the Harabais is the Kedusha that Moshe, the Avraham Avinu made into a Har. And the Kedushas Azora can only be in Harabai. So part of the Churban was making the Har smaller, to make it a small mountain. And the question that's obvious is, why Beis HaMikdash has to be in Har? The Har was made by Avraham Avinu. The Azora can only extend to the extent of the mountain, and the Churban was making the Har smaller. Why is Harabai so important, being a mountain? Why is that so important? We take the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount, the mountain, is very important to the temple. Question is why? And then number three, the size of the Harabais, the Rambam quotes, is 500 amos of 500 amos. So the Gro in the beginning of Midas asks, what does the 500 come from? So this mountain of Rome being created, there is like an exact square, 500 by 500. Where does it come out? So says the Gro, because if you look at the Chosar HaMishkan, the Chosar HaMishkan was 50 by 100. And it says Chamishim Bachamishim. So Chazal in Yerushalayim learns Chamishim Bachamishim is that the Harabais was 50 times 50. So if you take 50 by 100 times 50 times, it's the square Ames of 250,000, which is 500 by 500. So the shiur of the Harabais is 500 by 500 because it's 50 times 50, which is the shiur achotzer. And the question is, why 50 times 50? Doesn't make any sense. Why do you have to have 50 square? The Mishkan was 50, Beis Hamikdash was 50 square. What's a 50 square? So just to recap the questions. Ire Yeroe, Avraham Avinu calls Hashem sees. Moshe Rabbeinu says Hashem not only sees us, we can actually seen by us. It's a Gilui Hashchina that we have. That's Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. But that translates the aloha that Asuma Be'achas Meinav is Potter. What does it have to do with anything? What does it have to do with Eshem and Mikla Masoires? Why Dafka specifically here? Why the Har is so important as the Beis Hamikdash, and why is it 50 by 50? To answer all of this, I'll tell you what the Gross says in everywhere else. He says, the world how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashgocha that gives to us is a Hashgocha which is blended. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at times, he is a Bal Chesed, which is Midas HaChesed, and at times he's injustice, which is Midas HaDin. These two appear to be contradicting. But the truth is they are always working together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never. The way how the Ramchal says, there's no chesed that doesn't come through Midas HaDin. Just giving chesed to somebody, if you don't blend with Midas HaDin, is a destructive chesed. That's called Namad Kisuf. If you give somebody tzedakah for him not deserving, that is unusable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noyeg to us with always two bechinas. That's why the day is always divided into two. In the morning, when the sun is rising, it's called Midas HaChesed. That's why Avraham Avinu. In the afternoon, is Zman HaMincha, which is the time of Moshe of Yitzchak Avinu, which is Midas HaDin, when the sun is setting. The reason why you have two eyes is because if you have only one eye, there's no depth. But the fact that you have two eyes, it gives you depth, it gives you perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us with two eyes. There is never one anhaga only. The anhaga is always dual. It's always this dual anhaga, which is chesed and din. And that's throughout HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at Mizmor Lesoida, if a person expects HaKadosh Baruch Hu only to be a Baal chesed, he will be completely disappointed, because it's not. Torah is not chesed, Torah is not din, Torah is the blend between the two together. That blend between the two is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. Not only he sees us, which is him relating to us, he's also seen by us how we perceive him. HaKadosh Baruch himself, how the Gilui Hashchina to us is a duality. How he sees us, how he portrays himself to us, and how we actually perceive him to be. It's also duality. That's why Chazal say, Asuma Be'achas Me'inav. If somebody has only one eye, he can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu you have to see with a dual perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately this duality merging into one. We have to realize in the world that we live today, right, is a world of extremes. Either you are my way or the highway. This is before Moshe Mashiach, because Moshe Mashiach is the time that the dualities become one. Taking extremes is the koyach of Amalek going against the ultimate unity, because the ultimate unity is not that God is monolithic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this blend of the ribui becoming echad, knowing how to balance the two, how to put the two together. Avraham Avinu, till now he was a Baal Chesed. The idea is Shteit Noracham HaKodesh Yisrael in Zohar. What's the chiddush of the Akedah? The chiddush of the Akedah that Avraham Avinu, that was the biggest Baal Chesed, has to do the most cruel thing in the world, to kill his own son. So he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only kind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just and difficult. He is the time the Midas HaChesed becomes together with Midas HaDin. Avraham Avinu only realizes the Hashgoch of Hashem by after the Akedah. Before the Akedah, he was a Baal Chesed. He's over. So he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Baal Chesed. If you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Baal Chesed, that's not the real Hashgocha. The real Hashgocha is a blend between Chesed and Din. Dodi, we say, Hashem says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is special to me. We know why. Because he's Tzach Ve'adom. He's white and red. Sometimes he's kind, and sometimes he's tough. Love is that blend between the two. Avraham Avinu only perceived this now, at this moment, the Akedah. That's why the Akedah, he says, Behar Hashem Yireh. And that duality becomes Ire and Iroe. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us, but he's seen by us. He shows who he is. Those are two famous books that we spoke, Sefer and Sefer. That the world is built in this duality, what's shown to us and what we perceive to be. And this duality, the ichud of the duality, is the concept of the Akedah. Bilam is the Uma Geven Shesumain. He had only one eye. Why? Because he wanted to find the time in the Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry with us to take advantage. So he thought there is unmitigated anger. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you, I don't see people with one eye, I see people with two eyes. That's why the Gemara says, you know what time the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry? If you want to know during the day when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry, you look at the rooster and you have the crown of the rooster. When it turns from red into white, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry. That's what the Gemara Baruch Hu says. What's the pshat? The pshat is very simple. Because the red is Midas Adin. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry is when it turns white, which is Midas HaChesed. Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no mitigation of only Din. It's always Din with Chesed. That's why Har HaBayis is what? Is the world of physical and the world of spiritual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Har rise because the spiritual, that's the place of transcendence. That's where the physical connects to the spiritual. This had a physical impact that Yerushalayim turned into a mountain. That's why there is a mountain, because it's the physical transcending to the spiritual. The ultimate connection of the duality is this place of Avraham Avinu, of Ire and Yeroe, that the physical connects to the spiritual, that they are connected. That's represented by the mountain. And that's why Yerushalayim is 50 by 50. The 50 Shari Bina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, is not 50. It's duality, so 50 times 50. It's always a dual perspective. That's why the Beis HaMikdash is not 50 by 100, it's 500 by 500, which is 50 by 100 times 2. And I think that this is the Hanhoga, that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the expectation is that it's always Midas HaChesed, Midas HaDin together, playing and interplaying. That's the Ichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Ichud of this duality, which Avraham Avinu comes to perceive after the Akedah. This becomes the duality of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows himself to us and how we perceive him to be. And that's the Chiddush of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Chiddush of the Hanhoga.